Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, hey, it's Ibra Laura Rosenberg, and we got tickets to see Post Malone live at Madison Square Garden for his 12-carat tour with Roddy Ricch on Wednesday, October 12th. Made hot by Live Nation, of course, we got you. You can buy your tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but we're giving away a pair for free if you play Law Never Loses. 800-223-9797. Let's go. We need two contestants. Hey, hey, it's your girl Laura Rosenberg. What's poppin', everybody? Getting ready for quite the weekend.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's kind of getting ready, making plans. You know, it's 4th of July weekend. So everybody's, yesterday all I got was texts like, what are you doing this weekend? What are you doing this weekend?
Hey. True.
You know, it's everybody's stocking up on whatever they're going to throw on a grill or whatever beach they're going to or park or...
Or island destination,
because
from what I heard, the airports are stupid.
Yeah.
They said that it's one of the larger traveling days in the past few years because people are outside. A lot of countries are open. So the security lines or whatever it is. So you might want to give yourself 3 hours if you headed to any airport.
Facts.
Well, it's also the 3,000 flights have been canceled, too. So
facts.
Why is that?
For tons of reasons.
Yeah, just different reasons. I know that some I read is like people were on strike because they felt they were underpaid.
Well, there's a couple airlines are on strike.
Yeah.
A couple airlines lost thousands of people during the pandemic just to retirement.
Mm.
There's all kinds of stuff. But, yeah, 3,000 flights this week. I'm nervous. I'm flying tonight. And I have to work tomorrow night in Vegas. So I have to get there.
Right.
So I'm a little antsy. So far, I checked into my flight. Everything appears fine. Not canceled. Not
okay.
But yeah, it's interesting because this week, obviously, nobody's too happy about the United States, but everyone is happy to always have a 3-day weekend.
Right.
So, talk about it.
I think people just want to spend some time with their loved ones. You know.
Exactly.
Yeah. With your family members and all that good stuff. So.
Yeah. So and a lot of barbecues and get-togethers, little concerts, parks. So yeah, big weekend as Laura said.
Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to it. All right. Well, listen, we got a few tickets to see Post Malone at Madison Square Garden for his 12-carat tour. The new Zaddy. You know, he just had a baby. His concert's going down on October 12th. All right. So, let's see who's on the line. Let's play Law Never Loses.
We have Keisha.
Keisha.
Yay!
Hi, Keisha. Turn down your radio, Keisha.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Keisha, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Keisha, what do you do for a living?
Excellent. So I work in healthcare, and I'm a communications director.
Okay, Keisha. Yay.
Nice. Helping the people.
All right, who else we got, Shawnee?
We have Sean.
What up, Sean?
What up, guys?
What up, though?
What's poppin'? What do you do for a living?
I'm an elevator mechanic, Local 3 Elevator Union.
All right. Well, we need you.
Word. I've been stuck in an elevator before.
No.
Yeah. It's crazy. It wasn't too long.
It's not
too... I think 5 seconds feels too long, but this was like 5 minutes.
This is one of my biggest fears, guys. I can't.
Yeah absolutely. Yeah. I've seen people have panic attacks.
It's crazy.
And I'm not claustrophobic or panicky, but let me tell you something.
Well, you know you stuck.
When I was like, you get stuck in that elevator, it's different.
It's small. You think of worst case scenarios, and how long is this going to be?
Even talking about it, my heart just started beating a little faster.
Laura, I worked in healthcare through a global pandemic, so I think that's scarier.
Yes, Keisha.
Absolutely.
All right, Keisha. Well, who do you want to represent you? It's me and Rosenberg.
Absolutely you, Laura. Absolutely you. No offense, Rosenberg.
Let's go.
All right, let's do this. Hold tight, Keisha and Sean. You guys, hold on. Shawnee Culture has the questions. We got 60 seconds on this clock. Let's do it. Let's play. Laura never loses.
All right, here we go. All right, who just became the fifth act in history with at least 11? Rosenberg.
Drake
with 11 number one albums.
Wow, that's a good guess.
That's a fact.
Okay.
The Straits of Gibraltar separated Morocco and which? Laura.
Morocco.
Three.
I don't know. I'm just going to go, what's around there? Like a Spain?
One. Spain. Spain is correct. Tie game.
Okay.
Who is rumored to be working on a partnership with Cup of Noodles?
Laura. That would be Ray J.
Brandy's brother. That's a fact. What is the theme song to the movie Frozen?
Peter. Laura.
Rosenberg.
I know.
Three.
And you know this too, Peter.
Two.
I know. Everybody knows it.
Okay, I will take a guess. Is it Let It Go?
Let It Go. Yes. Let It Go.
Peter, Laura wins. I thought you were going to get that one.
I forgot. Damn it. I've never seen that stupid movie.
Keisha, you got the ticket.
Yay!
Congratulations. You're going to go see Post Malone and Roddy Ricch at Madison Square Garden on October 12th. Hold tight, okay?
Thank you. And that's the day before my birthday.
Well, and nice. Happy Thank birthday. You. You're welcome. And Sean, we sending you a lot Thank of love, too.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate Sean. I'm just happy I got through, man. I listen to you every morning on my way to work.
All right,
Sean. Oh, man,
Sean.
I got you next time, Sean. Have a good one.
It's all good. It's all good, Rosenberg. Take it easy, guys.
All right, guys.
Thanks. We have the sweetest callers.
We do, especially during this time of the day.
Laura
never loses. People are the best people. Laura, what's coming up in Flash and Lights?
Well, coming up in a Flash and Lights report, Beyonce made a major announcement yesterday. I'll break it down coming up. Flash and Lights.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the Flash Lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the Flash and Lights?
All right, I'm going to put you on. Yesterday, everybody was very excited. Beyonce unveiled her album cover for her upcoming seventh album, Renaissance, the first act to a possible album series. At least that's what we're all trying to figure out. But it's her, a very naked Beyonce with just like a few pieces of jewelry covering certain parts. Yummy. She looks incredible in like a translucent horse.
Talk about it.
Every time I see translucent, I think of Amber Rose's son, that cute video that I'll forever love.
Which... translucent.
Yeah, that one. But very exciting. And she gave an album release date. So it's 7/29.
Oh, I get it.
What do you mean? What do you get?
I'm looking right now. I was wondering why Shawnee was being OD, like talking about Beyonce being hot as if that was interesting.
Right.
And I didn't understand. And now I looked at the photo, and she's damn near naked showing it all off. So I get it now.
Right.
You see her on this horse, and it's just like, I was just like, yo, she's popping.
She's a beautiful woman.
Hey.
So very exciting. So all the Beehive is rejoicing.
Yeah. Like she does it every time. You know what I'm saying? Every time.
I mean, this is doing it in a way I don't recall her doing it quite like this.
I'm actually really excited to hear what kind of sound she comes with.
Yeah.
Oh, music? Yeah. Music?
Because this right here is fire. Release your wiggle.
Don't hold on to it. Release it.
And another person that we should applaud is Cardi B. She dropped a new single featuring Kanye West and Lil Durk.
Really?
Yes. So we were, Rosenberg, we were having a discussion, remember, of the pressure, you know, like Cardi B's last album, Invasion of Privacy, had, I mean, so many accolades. And you know, she broke so many records. So to come with a whole new project is like, whoo, her nerves must be through the roof.
Can we hear this after the break? I need to hear the song.
Let me see. Check. It's called Hot-ish, if it's in the system. I'm just editing myself, Shawnee Culture. Okay. But it is, you know, it's a very exciting time for Cardi B. A lot of people have been waiting for, you know, waiting for a new project. It's time.
Cardi.
That's dope. Cardi and Kanye Yeezy?
Cardi, Kanye West, and Lil Durk. Is that it?
This is the beat. Do you want to hear the joint?
I mean, let's play coming out of here. So I'll wrap this up so we can play this new
Cardi. Let's play it for a minute.
Let's go. That's your Flashing Lights report.
It's too hard. Here we go. Take it. It's too hard.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man. What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
On number two.
WQHD-FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes, commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Wake up.
Wake the ass up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Right here.
Hot 97.
The number one station for hip-hop.
I need a ride to die.
Hey, you guys, friend of the show, Charisse is on the phone. Charisse.
Hey, Charisse.
Good morning. I'm back.
Hey, she wants to play Ride or Die.
Yeah.
Let's go. All right. What's going on?
All right, Charisse. So we're calling your husband.
Can we do my sister?
Of course. We love sisters because sisters turn up.
Yeah, no doubt.
Charisse, we do whatever you say.
Call her and tell her that I had a meeting today in the city and I left everything at home and I realized that I don't have any money to get home. I need her to leave work right now, get on the train, come get me from 42nd Street to pay for me to get on the train.
I love it.
What's your sister's name?
Sabrina.
All right, here we go, Charisse.
Okay. Hello? Listen to me. I had to go to the city and I'm stuck. I had a meeting. The meeting is not today, and I'm stuck. I left my bag, everything. I have no money to get home, no card, no nothing. I need you to come meet me at 42nd Street and pay for me to get on the train. Can you come?
I have to call my supervisor and tell her.
Okay, but are you going to come? Are you going to take an early lunch, yes or no?
She has to tell me yes.
Are you going to come?
Bitch, I say yeah, I'll come.
Yeah! Yo, your sister's ride or die.
Thank you.
Yo, why you gotta call your sister a bitch, though?
Who is that?
You know you're on Hot 97, right?
I'm on Hot 97.
Yeah.
Both of y'all acting like a couple little bitches right now.
Your sister wanted to see if you would ride or die.
Oh, now the sister squealing's going down.
Oh, my God.
That's my boo. You was coming to get me from this city.
I'm a f*** you, Usher. Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
I'm
Charisse.
I am. Sabrina is. That's my sister. That's my other sister in my head.
Hobby.
Oh,
okay.
Ebro in the morning.
Sign up for Ride or Die now. 800-223-9797 or email us at hot97rideordie@gmail.com.
I gotta tell you, I went from being like, no way, are they really saying release your wiggle?
Yeah.
To now it's all I can hear, and I'm like, but why are they saying release your wiggle so much?
I love release your wiggle.
Yeah.
I like Release Your Wiggle. I don't know if I need to be the theme song of my life is Release Your Wiggle.
I mean, let it go.
Like, Release Your
let
Mind.
Let it go.
I feel Release Your Mind. More Release Your Wiggle. I don't even fully understand. I'm just being honest. I don't fully understand Release Your Wiggle.
Your wiggle, man. Yeah, the way the music makes your body move. You
know just move to the beat. Like, you know, like go in. Yeah,
I'm not honest. Can I be honest? Mm-hmm. I'm not a big wiggler, okay? And right. I'm going to be honest about Shawnee and Laura, whether they admit it. Neither's a big wiggler either.
Listen, well, imagine
you like to wiggle, but it's not your natural place is wiggling.
If we're on a dance floor and it's rocking, I'm releasing my wiggle.
You got to release
your wiggle. I'm telling you, I've seen you dance. I don't consider it to be releasing a wiggle.
Imagine you had a wiggle and you was holding on to it, right? He's letting you know it's okay now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like Laura's doing a shoulder shimmy. That's not a wiggle.
It is. Harlem Shake is
a wiggle,
too.
Wiggle.
That Harlem Shake, that's a wiggle.
Yeah, but even, Shawnee, look how hard it is for you to move in the Harlem Shake. You're thinking about it.
That's He's wiggling.
Wiggle. It's wiggle
Don't hate you see on me, the wiggle. Son?
I'm just being Listen, honest. Man. If you think that's a pure wiggle and not wiggle a Jace, I'm hitting you with this.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
All that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself, yo.
Don't
playing
release
yourself.
That wiggle. Bottle it up.
No.
Bottle up the wiggle?
No. Keep it in tight. Hold it tight to you.
We're not listening to you. We're listening to Beyonce.
It's really, 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 really. It's a lot of wiggles. Laura, what do you got?
Okay, so yesterday I had sent this in the group chat. Because it's just so ridiculous, and I just can't believe we're here. And I know it's like, believe it, yes, because this is our country now. But this Instagram account that I follow, it's called Now This Is News, posts a lot of good stuff. Here's the headline. Educator group proposes rebranding slavery as involuntary relocation.
I saw this.
No.
So congratulations. You played yourself.
A group of educators in Texas are recommending slavery be referred to as involuntary relocation for second graders, according to the Texas Tribune. So the Texas State Board of Education, a woman by the name of Aisha Davis, she told the Tribune, I don't like it because it's not a personal belief. I don't like it because it's not rooted in truth. We can all have the discussions we want, but we have to adopt the truth for our students. What are you talking about?
Wildin'.
Slavery is slavery, and it happened. Involuntary relocation.
The fact that you want to rebrand slavery because it has a bad connotation kind of gives you a bad taste in your mouth, right? Not too good marketing for America, this whole slavery piece. No, it's not rebranding to involuntary. What?
Relocation.
Relocation?
Newsflash, it happened. Fam. It was horrendous. It's one of the darkest parts of our American history, and you can't erase it.
Right.
And they're trying to erase it.
Nah, deal with the ugly truth. You know what I'm saying?
I've been noticing this a lot recently with racists. It's complicated because a lot of their denial of it in a weird way is like an admission that they know how bad it is.
Right.
And here's the problem. Call me being deep, but Shawnee, I think you'll feel me on this. Maybe I'm being overly empathetic and trying to be nice about it. Mm-hmm. But it's almost like they don't even know how to emotionally handle the feeling they have of that guilt. So they feel this pang of like, oh my God, this was terrible. This really happened. This is bad. And instead of distancing themselves and wanting to go, hey, that's not how I feel. So I would never want people to be in that situation. I want to denounce this horrible thing known as slavery. They would rather live in a world where it didn't happen.
Right. Let's change
it's like,
the word.
It's like they're emotionally stunted. Like they're people who can't even think as adults and just go, oh, this was horrible. We have to acknowledge it so our country can maybe one day get better. But instead, they run from it like cowards.
Right, which makes it worse and lets us know that you still feel the guilt of the damage that you've done. And you're going to sit here and lie in it and understand that y'all moved the whole slave trade, managed the slave trade, and y'all are behind the whole slave trade. And we're going to keep calling it slavery because that's what it is.
Ugh, give them all the bun.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
But I just don't understand. If you weren't actively in the slave trade, why do you have to deny it? It's like they're trying to protect their own legacy.
Right, you get the residual effects. That's
yeah,
what
but
it is.
By the way, like that's something that people used to always say to me. Like I get the word white guilt thrown at me a lot. And I'm like, yeah. First of all, my family wasn't even in the slave trade, okay? My roots don't go back that far. I was out of this country 50 years ago. I still feel guilt, of course, being a white person who benefits off of the things that happened because of slavery. What is so wrong with having an ounce of guilt? And you know, it doesn't mean you're beating yourself up and I'm thinking I'm a worse person. It just really means that I'm taking an appreciation of what's happened and the privileges handed to me because of being white in America. That's all it is. I don't know why they have to run from it and act like it's just, man. So why am I?
It's very.
Why
sad.
Am I bothered?
How official is this? Is this just rumor? Is this going up on a panel, a board? Is it, they really trying to make this happen?
They're trying, like, so I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know anything anymore.
Right,
because in Florida, anything that even remotely mentions something about race or oppression. It's like I hear and from what I've read in certain articles in certain towns, okay, not everywhere, but they're just automatically categorizing it as, oh, critical race theory, get it out of here.
Right. Here's what I'm seeing listed as, Shawnee. The Associated Press says public schools in Texas would describe slavery to second graders as involuntary relocation under new social studies standards proposed to the state's education board.
So they want to do this. This is what they want to do. So
someone wants to do this.
Right.
It has not been accepted yet, but I have no idea how realistic it is that it could. Answer your question.
Hopefully not. Sounds like a Karen was like, I'm uncomfortable with it.
I don't like you
I
using
mean, pretty
that
much.
Word slavery. Okay?
Right.
But the creator of this is them to come up with involuntary
relocation.
What was it? Involuntary relocation is crazy.
That's crazy.
Bro. Like, what?
It's insane.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You can just wow. Wait for these morons to say, because, you know, these days in school, in good schools, in progressive schools, they don't use the word slaves loosely. They say enslaved people or enslaved peoples. You've heard that, right, Johnny?
I've heard that.
Yeah. Watch. These people are going to use that as the reason to not say slavery.
Right.
They're going to go, well, we don't want to use the word slaves. Why should we say slavery?
Right.
And it's like, no. You're misunderstanding. We're saying that these are human beings who should be labeled as more than just slaves. They were enslaved human beings. They're like, nah. Just, I think we should eliminate the word altogether. We'd be more comfortable.
Right. Let's revise history a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Not really slavery. Just put it that they moved and they didn't really want to.
Yeah, can I just explain something, by the way? The involuntary relocation part of slavery, it really sucked. The idea that people were being forced to go someplace they didn't want to go. That wasn't the worst part of slavery. The worst part was the hundreds of years of being forced to work and being killed, raped, and brutalized every day.
But the word
they
want to
focus just on the move.
Right. Exactly.
Congratulations. Right. You played yourself.
Well, in classic Rosenberg fashion, I'm getting riled up. And now I'm going to bring it all down a notch.
All right.
Let's play something that can make us all, I mean, slightly angry, but also chuckle. This is, I don't know who the guest host was, or if it's the permanent new host. I don't actually know. I know whenever I play a clip from Jeopardy anymore, it's not Alex Trebek, and it always feels a little weird. But here is a moment from Jeopardy this week.
1980s, Chuck D began fighting the power in this hip-hop group with Flavor Flav, a man who always knew what time it was. Hallie,
what is the Funky Bunch?
No.
Yeah. Funky Bunch?
What is the Funky Bunch?
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Wow.
Yo.
Did she hear Marky Mark somewhere?
Of all the things that to say, the level of disrespect and wrong that is. I mean, not intentional. She seemed like she really thought it was the right thing.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
You confuse Public Enemy, the most revolutionary, important socio-political rap group of the 80s.
And rename them.
And not rename them.
She confused them
with Marky Mark's crew.
And the Funky Bunch. The
Funky Mark's crew, who we don't even know their names.
Right. No, it's just the Funky Bunch. They weren't even a rap group. They just stood behind Marky Mark in the video.
I didn't even know they existed until just now.
But yeah, you don't remember that he was called Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
When you said Marky Mark, I'm like, oh, because I was like, where did the Funky Bunch even come from?
And now you remember it. You remember it now? Like, yeah, that was the name, the full name of him as an artist, right, was Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. But they weren't any. First of all, Marky Mark existed for 5 minutes as a rapper. Right. Second of all, it was barely rap. Right. Third of all, no one knew about the damn Funky Bunch. Play the clip one more time, Johnny.
Yo, crazy.
1980s, Chuck D began fighting the power in this hip-hop group with Flavor Flav, a man who always knew what time it was. Hallie.
What is the Funky Bunch?
No.
Hit the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
What is the Funky Bunch?
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
She didn't even do it with a question mark. It wasn't even one of those like, what is the Funky
fight,
Bunch?
The fight, she was like, power.
What is the Funky Bunch? I got it.
B. That's like trying to name slavery involuntary relocation. How you going to do that to Chuck D and the guards?
That's so terrible. All right, guys, there's a lot to get to today. We're going to bring you back that Cardi, Kanye, Dirk record. Get your thoughts on that. Talk about some things. We have DJ Cass one stepping in the room to give away things in about 10 minutes. Hang tight. It's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Bing bong.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, we found somebody named after a quarter pounder with cheese in France, a Royale. Royal is her name. And ladies and gentlemen, it's another episode of Curved. If you ever get curved out on a date, maybe you were dating someone, it was going smooth, and they just disappeared. Curved. You've been curved. Maybe you went out with someone, you thought it was all good, and then after the date, you didn't hear from them again, despite texting them several times. You've been curved. And we'll help you out. Royal, what did you guys do on your date?
Well, we just went out to dinner, and we went to Dave & Buster's for game night in Times Square. I mean, I thought we had a really nice time. He was really sweet and adorable. Thought we really connected. I haven't heard back from him.
At the end, it was a hug. It was like a high five. How did it end?
Well, it was kind of like a handshake. We didn't kiss or anything. And that was fine. I mean,
it was a first date, so that's normal.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I wasn't really expecting much, but it was fine. I mean, I figured next time.
Okay. Well, let's see. So Christian's not going to know you're on the phone, so just be quiet till we bring you in.
Everything was smelling good. Breath was good on your side?
Yeah.
All right. Did you feel any, like, vibes? Like, was there any flirting during the date?
Yeah, I mean, it was sweet, you know? He was really polite and I thought it was good. I mean, we connected well. There were no lulls in conversation or anything. It was just
maybe he was put off because you sound a little like Mickey Mouse.
Damn, Rosenberg, you're mean.
What? No, a little bit.
All right.
Just try going. Yay! How are you?
Stop. I'm trying to see if there was actually like a, you know, like a love connection.
It doesn't.
Saying,
it feels like a regular first
polite,
date.
She's saying it was polite, you know. Sometimes, you know, first dates they can get a little flirty,
all right, well,
little
let's
flirty
go.
Action.
I mean, maybe they didn't get there. Hacha lacha.
All right, let me see.
Yeah. Fantastic. We went on one date. Christian.
Yeah.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
This is Ebro in the morning. You got Laura Styles and Rosenberg on with you. We are doing that segment Curved we told you about. We appreciate you coming on. Now, you went out with Royal. You say the date was good. We talked to you before. But why didn't you ever hit Royal back?
Because she was acting like she was my mother.
Why? What do you mean? What was she doing?
I mean, she was like wiping stuff off of my face with like her spit, you know,
licking
her fingers. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I was playing around and she told me to stop running. You know, it was
wow.
Like,
why were you running though?
I mean, I was just playing around, you know, just goofing around, you know?
It wasn't that you thought she sounded like Minnie Mouse.
No. She was acting like she was my mom, and it was like, you know, kind of like, you know, wearing me out.
Well, maybe she really liked you, bro. Maybe it was like, you know, she wanted to take care of you. Nurturing, yes.
She was like, sit down. Let's have a timeout.
I mean, it just didn't, it didn't feel, you know, like sexual at all or romantic at all. It felt like that was my mom.
Well, we have Royal on the phone, Christian. Royal, you there?
Yeah.
Now you know. Now you know why he didn't text you back.
Wow.
Look, I mean, you were nice and all. I mean, I had fun on the date, but it was just, you were just a little too much at times.
Mm. Well, you were running. I thought you were going to trip and hurt yourself, honey. I mean,
ooh. I mean, oh, I appreciate gosh. You being concerned for my safety, but
honey,
I mean, it was kind of extra.
Maybe the cleaning the face with spit, Royal, was a bit much.
Over the top.
You've got schmutz on your face.
I'm going to say this. Royal, you could definitely make some improvements. I mean, it was the first date. It was probably a little much for Christian. Christian, though, let's be honest. It doesn't sound like you had a bad time.
No, it wasn't a bad time. No.
And it definitely doesn't sound like you guys are at odds. Like, it sounds like she just is a caring person.
She just needs to scale it back.
All right, but let me ask you this. Do you find her hot? Do you find her sexy?
Yeah, when she's not doing that, she's dope.
So why don't y'all try it again?
Yeah, I give it another go. I give it another go.
Okay.
Wow.
Royal, would you try again?
She's gotta scale it back.
Yeah, I'd try again. I'll back off with the mom at it. I mean, I don't see it, but I'll just try not to do stuff like that.
Now, Christian, let's be honest. Do you like f***ing breasts? Because, you know what I mean? There is that angle. It's very maternal. And Royal, do you like your breast?
Okay, yo, Ebro.
Right, Ebro, bro.
Maybe she likes licking other things.
Maybe she likes licking other things with her spit. No?
This is too
much. Yo,
you gotta always go too far.
Royal, are you willing to give this another shot and another date for you?
Yeah, I would.
You guys are going on another date.
Yay! Having a great time!
Now, Royal, we do need you to go, yay! In your Minnie Mouse voice.
Yay!
See? Told you.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
My boyfriend. We were just talking off the air about, we got to maybe get into this in the 8 o'clock hour, but we were just talking about the Carnival Cruise brawl that's moving around on Twitter.
Yo. Oh, it's a Carnival Cruise.
Yes. Yeah.
It makes sense. I thought that too, because it was all white. It was all them all white parties in terms of clothing. That goes down in the Caribbean community there. It's very common. You see a bunch of black people in all white. Oh, it's us. It's us, family.
Wait, you're saying you're going with it was Caribbean American folks, is what you think?
Yeah, Caribbean and American, but predominantly Caribbean. You know what I'm saying? You see an all white party. We don't have enough white clothes for this summer. You know what I'm saying? The amount of white parties we got to go to. You run out of clothes. White
clothes.
It's
so funny. You guys remember last year I went to my friend Greg's wedding, and he's Belizean.
Belizean?
Yeah. Hmm. And, yo, the white party vibes, I'd never even had clothes for a white party.
All like, white.
All fresh. White. All white team.
Scene. Fresh.
Because you know it's stressful.
It's a thing in the summertime. You want to look nice. Ain't nothing like a bunch of brown melanated people in some fresh white clothes. However, when everybody is doing it all summer long, it gets a little bit much. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's so funny. It's
you need the white blazer. You need the white shirt. You need the white shoes. The fresh white sneakers. You know what I'm saying? You gotta come out nice. But so when I saw the brawl that you were talking about and they were fighting in their all whites, I knew exactly what was going on.
Oh, my
God. It's not good.
It really just got me thinking about how much I have no interest in going to cruise, Laura, period. I'm good.
I'm
just good.
I've been to one, and I was like, yeah, nah, this is the last cruise I'm ever going to be on.
I bet if we did a, I bet if we opened the phone lines just to cruise nightmares, it would be all day long. That's my guess.
All right, so maybe we'll do this at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm good. And also, Shawnee, while we're at it, yeah. I'm good on ever going to an all-inclusive again too. I'm good.
That's a fact.
I'm good.
The whole like lunchroom.
Yo, listen,
I paid big money. Why are we in a lunchroom right now?
Yo, correct. I'm gonna give everyone a gem right now. Maybe there's some people younger than us listening who are planning a first vacation. I'm gonna just give you a jewel, okay? Mm-hmm. When you look up resorts, you're gonna see the all-inclusive and you're gonna see the non-inclusive. And when you see the non-inclusive, you're going to go, oh, well, I have to pay that money and I have to buy food when I get there. Oh, right. Man, that's a ripoff.
Right.
Look at the all-inclusive. It's not even, the price is the same and I get all the food.
Right.
But there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
The food is crap. The liquor is going to be watered down every drink that you have.
Talk about it.
And do you really want to wake up first thing in the morning? Laura, you got to walk into a crowded-ass buffet where there's a 25-minute line to get a goddamn omelet?
Exactly.
Is that really what you need every morning?
Right. That omelet line be OD. Like, come on, family.
Oh, my God.
Yo, listen.
He's just doing scrambled eggs. Why is this line so long?
Bro.
What is happening?
I'm 42 years old. I've worked hard. If I go on vacation, I'm good to pay the extra $10 and sit at the table and order the omelet. Bring it to me.
Right.
I don't need to hang out with 12 people online right now.
Yeah. And some
in all
people
actuality,
just...
To just be the guy on the other side, it's way more than $10.
It is. There's a big price.
Listen, this is different tax bracket talk right now.
No. Listen, it's a big... I'm acknowledging there is a big price difference. And I am telling you, I have almost more times than not, I've been on the all-inclusive side. I'm telling you, no more. I don't want the bad food. I don't want the bad... You're right, Kaz. It may be a difference of spending another $1,500. But the point is, you're already spending... When you go to the WAC all-inclusive with mad food, it's still a lot of money. It's not cheap. You're still spending thousands of dollars.
Right.
Can it at least be good?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? And can I not have to stand online with the lady with the fluffy slippers in the morning, still with her pajamas and yampi in her eye, crust in her eye? You know what I'm saying? Like,
Nah,
I don't want to see you hovering over my bacon.
I'd rather save a little longer and go to the non-inclusive.
All right, so we'll cover the cruise horror stories coming up. But right now we have a one that has stuff to give away.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
That's one. DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
You said that's the translation, right?
That's right. DJ Cast One.
That's
Cast
right.
One.
Cast One.
Listen, we think John is coming back like next week, but you really never know with the vacationing DJ John. He could be gone all summer. I'm not even sure.
Because he takes doubles. Like he'll double them up. He'll take a vacation, then come back for a day, and then take another one.
Right. He always does that.
He's a pro at that one.
Listen, I'm not. This is gonna sound like I'm taking a shot at DJ John. Okay. But just being honest, I'm gonna ask honestly. Does it seem like to everyone on this show that DJ John has more vacation days than anyone else?
Yes.
It feels like he's gone 35 days a year.
Yo.
I think we get like 20 or something, 15, yeah. Something like that. It feels like he's gone 30. He's always gone.
Producer Griff just said he has another vacation at the end of the month.
Yeah.
See, there you go.
He's got another one.
Wow. That's be nice.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's his vacation days as much as he's just missing, right? It's something. It's his knee. It's a cold.
It's
my neck, my back.
Right.
Yo,
exactly.
The physical therapy.
Right.
The workman's comp.
Right.
The man's always got something going on.
Right. So it's more so something.
All right. Cast One, what do you have to give away?
Listen, I have tickets to go see Kid Cudi. The To the Moon World Tour is happening at Barclays on September 12th with Don Toliver, 070 Shake, and Strick. Tickets on sale right now. Visit AEGpresents.com for more information.
All right, 800-223-9797. We need some callers. Call us up because Cass got the goodies.
I don't know how to pronounce this. K-A-C-I. Is this Cassie? Is this Casey? Is it Khaki?
Casey.
You thought maybe Khaki, Sean.
Khaki. Yeah, I mean, maybe the complexion or something.
Hey, Casey.
I know Khaki. What's up, Khaki?
Hi, Casey.
Hi.
What's going on? What do you do for a living, Casey?
I am an occupational therapist.
Aww. We need you, Casey. And thank you.
Sounds like you need to talk to DJ John.
Yeah, sounds like you do need to talk to DJ John. All right, Casey, I'm gonna have, I have a question for you. Let's see if you can answer it and if you're smarter than DJ Cast One. All right, today is National Chicken Wing Day. All right, Casey, can you tell us, are chicken wings white or dark meat?
White meat.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
All right.
She's good.
DJ Cast One.
Chicken wings are white meat?
Which bar were buffalo wings invented at?
Which bar? Smash's Wings in Buffalo.
Well, you're close. It's the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York. It was by mistake when the owner received chicken wings instead of chicken necks she had ordered.
Wow.
Real quick, are we sure that chicken wings are white meat?
That's what I want to know.
I never thought that either.
They're considered white meat.
By who? Whoever considers it is wrong.
I thought it was brown.
Right, wing or white meat, leg and thigh are dark meat.
Leg and thigh are dark meat.
Wow, that's right. That's right.
He's right. Producer Griff is right.
That's so interesting. No wonder. I'm a white meat guy. No wonder I like the wing. Yeah, I love wings.
Same. Huh. Casey, congratulations. You got these tickets to see Kid Cudi.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Enjoy yourself. Are you excited to see Kid Cudi?
I am. I'm very excited. I'm going to bring my boyfriend with me.
There you go. Right. You're lit. Thank you. Hold on 1 second. We'll take care of you. Laura, what is coming up in Flashing Lights?
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, I actually have a positive update on little TJ.
Yes.
Yes. So I'll give you the details coming up in the Flashing Lights report.
Wow, that made me happy. I'm excited to hear that. It's Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, Shawnee Culture, DJ Cast One, the whole crew. Cameraman Joe. We here.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, Laura, I'm just seeing that Diddy posted a Let's Go Midnight new Good Love video for City Girls and Usher.
Yes, that's definitely happening. I saw a clip on Instagram and it looks super cute.
Yo, and then Usher yesterday, they came out with the Usher Tiny Desk concert on NPR.
And it's fire.
Yeah,
that was fire.
I guess Usher is about to make a go, huh?
I hope so, but that Tiny Desk is so good.
Really good.
Yeah, so just Google it, guys. Google Usher Tiny Desk concert, and you'll see what we're talking about. Yeah,
it's like 25 minutes. Let's go.
There's a lot of dope Usher stuff coming because it's like the 25th anniversary of his album, of the My Way album. So they're doing a whole...
Oh, is that what it's for? It's for 25 years of My Way?
Oh, we need to celebrate on the show.
Yeah, too. And he did ask the viral question to everybody.
Yeah.
Does anybody know where I was at 7 o'clock?
He asked.
Oh, yeah. And everybody answered, and then he went into the song.
That's so fire. I love that. All right, let's go. Flashing Lights.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flashlights.
I know you're ready for the flashlight, and Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
All right, so this is some positive news, guys. According to TMZ and various other reports, Lil TJ is making some significant progress in his recovery after he was shot multiple times. He's still hospitalized, but they're saying that things are moving in the right direction. Sources are saying that he is awake and alert, and even speaking on his own, which is very promising. And they say that they recently removed his breathing tube, and when he's speaking, his voice sounds just like he did before the incident.
Wow, okay, that is great news.
So, you know, he was shot multiple times in the chest and neck area. But at least he's able to communicate right now. So that is a positive thing.
All right. Okay. Oof. That is really nice to hear, because it had been a lot of time passing and not a lot of good information coming out.
Yes, yes.
So that is fantastic to hear. Sending our best to Lil TJ.
And also, according to reports, you know, people have been arrested in this incident. So we'll see. But I'm just so glad, man, because there's been a lot of rumors that have been flying around. But I'm just so glad to hear at least something positive when it comes to Lil TJ. In other news, Cardi B dropped a new single. Very excited for Cardi B featuring Lil Durk and Kanye West. I was very nervous for Cardi B. I don't know. I was watching like her little Instagram stories. I'm like, because it is a lot of pressure, but she's back with a new one. So we'll play it so you guys can check it out. But that's your flashing light report. Today's a high of 93 degrees. Chances of rain tonight, and alternate site parking rules are in effect.
Lights.
WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
It's ride or die time here. Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. You ever want to test a relationship, a loved one?
Who's on
Barbara.
The phone?
Barbara.
Yes. Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
All right. So Barbara, it says here your license is suspended and you still drive.
I do every day.
Every day.
Barbara.
Every day.
Come on.
I know. I have to pay some tickets first, but I drive every day because I have to take my son to school.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So what do we do?
So
she wants to call her husband and say that she got pulled over with the kids in the car.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be on my way to go see what's going on with the auto start, and I have the baby with me. So I want to call him and tell him that I got pulled over, and they're taking me in, and he has to come all the way from work in the city to pick up the baby.
Oh, you're just reckless all over.
He's going to be so pissed. He's going to be so funny.
So your husband is very much aware that you're driving with a suspended license, right?
Yeah, he hates it. He tells me every day, go pay your tickets, go pay your tickets. I'm like, oh, I am. But I just always forget.
All right, let's see if he drops what he's doing and comes saves your ass.
All right, here we go. Let's call Ariel.
Oh.
Ariel.
Yeah.
So I'm driving to go see about the AutoStar, and I was driving. I was on the phone because the doctor's office called me.
No.
The doctor's office called me, and I didn't have my seatbelt on, and I got pulled over. So they want to take me in, but you have to come from work and pick up the baby.
Yo, you kidding me, bro?
Are you gonna come?
Oh my god, where are you? I can't, Bob. I can't. I'm running a job, bro. What do I gotta do?
You gotta come and get the baby. Are you gonna come?
I can't, Bob.
You're not gonna come?
I can't. Well, what the f, Bob? I'm running a job right here. I can't leave.
So, what am I supposed to do?
Oh my god, man. Oh my god, close your. Can you call Stephanie or something?
Alright.
What?
Is that okay?
Damn. Ariel, that's your wife and baby. They're in trouble, man. Yo, Ariel.
Ariel. Your wife was trying to see if you were her ride or die, but failed.
You hung up.
Let me call him back. Hold on.
All right, he's going to be so pissed. He's at work right now. He's so upset.
I'm on the phone with Joel. Let me call you right back.
Wait, Ariel.
Hello?
Kevin, nobody needs to go get the baby and your wife.
Oh, you f***ing dumb. I swear to God, bro.
Calm down. She just wanted to see if you were her ride or die.
And you are. Look, you setting up the car. It's kind of like a win, but not really. Like, we know. I can hear it in your voice. You wanted to go help, but you're at a job. Like, what do you do for a living?
I do a communications contract worker.
Okay. Oh, contract. Yeah, hey. You can't walk out on that.
Hey, well, Ariel.
Nah, I got like five guys under me.
That's what she said. Hey, Ariel.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What's up?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriderdie@gmail.com. That's beriderdie@gmail.com.
Please go easy on me.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. We're here discussing the story of the 60-person brawl that happened on that Carnival cruise.
Man, listen.
Man, I'm good. I'm good on a cruise.
If you look at the story, though, it was like threesome gone wrong.
Yo, you realize that belongs at 720. Sounds like a really big congratulations.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
For someone who thought that was a good idea.
How about this? Look, let's open up the lines. 800-223-9797. If you've had a cruise horror story, or you want to say a travel horror story, Rosenberg, which way do you want to go?
Because the cruise horror story is one kind of thing. But the travel horror story, a lot of people are nervous this weekend about traveling.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so including yourself.
I am nervous because like people are scared. Oh, I have to be someplace. And then you end up waiting in the airport for 12 hours. Your flight gets canceled. Oh, we'll get you out tomorrow. I mean, it's been a lot. So whatever your travel nightmare is, whether it was on a cruise or elsewhere, call us 1-800-223-9797. Over 3,000 flights were canceled this week.
Damn.
For like a variety of reasons. Mostly, I believe, American and Delta.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Understaffing is a problem. Weather obviously always plays in. There's multiple reasons why it's happening, but man, as of right now, I have a flight tonight at 9:30 from Newark. It says I'm good.
Mm.
But it's scary when you have somewhere you have to be the next day.
Right.
It's nerve-wracking, you know? Now.
Oh, wait, Rosenberg, I just read that there's also a pilot shortage.
That's right.
Really?
Part of the understaffing. Yeah, they don't have pilots.
Right.
Whoa.
This has been going on for a while now.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I think everyone's feeling that the airline industry in general mishandled the pandemic.
That's what it was.
But it was, again, who didn't mishandle the pandemic? So that was a tough spot, but now they got to figure it out because this is disaster territory. And people are striking, too.
Yep.
So you also have strikes at certain airlines where pilots aren't showing up. People want to get their money. And then you have other airlines. I think United, I saw in the news, has tripled the salaries for their pilots.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like United, that's why the United flights aren't getting canceled as much as Delta and American.
Pilots are skipping over there like, I'm ready to go.
Welcome,
I'm ready to go to United. Nah, and listen, these and maybe we could hear from airline people too. The airline workers in general want more money because they're like, yo, this is wear and tear on a body.
And on top of that, I don't know if you guys remember us talking about this. And please, I can be corrected if somebody works in the airline industry. But I heard that a lot of the personnel, you know, when you get to your gate and then you have to like either change your ticket or they're waiting for somebody to come and, you know, I heard that they don't get paid until they're actually on the plane about to take off.
Wow.
Really?
Yes. So it's a very interesting situation.
Yeah, it's a lot to deal with. And can you just imagine, though, like, you know when you're on a flight and it's like a two-hour flight, three-hour flight, and still by the end of it, you're like, oh, man, I'm ready to get off this plane and not be on a plane for several days.
Right.
And the crew just has to clean up and continue on to the next place.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, y'all about to fly again?
Yeah. Wait, we got some calls.
All right, 1-800-223-9797. Shawnee, who are we talking to?
We're talking to Ashley.
All right, let's see what happened to Ashley. Hey.
Ashley. Hi, guys. I listen to y'all every morning. Good morning.
Thanks, Ashley. Tell us what happened. What was the disaster?
So my family and I went on a family vacation on a Carnival cruise, and the cruise had to get rerouted because of a tropical storm. So we got rerouted, and then we get, you know, the cruise finally ended. And we get to the airport, and we had to get our flight rerouted all the way. You know, we had to stay in Florida because of the tropical storm as well. And then when we can finally leave Florida, we had to go all the way to Philly. We're from New York. And my uncles had to pick us up from Philly, drive us all the way home to New York.
No.
So your whole trip was a complete disaster.
Complete disaster from the start.
Wow. Oh, I'm so sorry, Ashley. Wow. That's terrible. All right, let's talk to Samantha.
Thank you, Ashley. I'm hoping that if we get this juju out here, this won't happen.
Hello?
This won't happen to us over the weekend.
Samantha, tell us your story.
So I am a frequent cruiser. We do about every 2 years or so, we do a giant family reunion cruise.
Okay.
So I have one time on a Carnival cruise, apparently a fight broke out on the top deck between cousins. So two drunk cousins.
What, your cousins?
One pushed the other. Not my cousins, some random
cousins. Got it.
Yes. And apparently there was a fight broke out near the balcony in the deck. And a slip and fall happened. One fell overboard.
No!
Wow!
Well, listen, if you're going to turn up, let's turn up all the way.
Right.
There
all the way
was.
Overboard.
But
wait, did anyone die?
He did not die. He survived. But from the moment he fell over, it was reported right away. It took 16 hours to retrieve him from the water.
16 hours?
Wait, now I'm impressed he survived.
That we were in the middle of the ocean. We never made it to the Bahamas. We were still in Key West, and it took all that time and took our time. We never made it to the Bahamas, stayed in Key West, and went back to Key West, and that was the end of our trip.
Wow!
Hold on. So when that happens, do they give you like a reimbursement or maybe a ticket to go on another cruise?
Nothing.
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 And you missed the Bahamas.
Hell.
Damn.
We never made it to the Bahamas. It was a short, the 3-day quick cruise. So we never made it to the Bahamas. We stayed in Key West, and we were in the middle of the ocean in Key West, and that was all.
Now one more question. I have one more question for you. How often does your family do this reunion cruise thing?
About every 2 to 3 years. We have a very large family, so we're about 90 to 150 people that meet on the cruise. It's the friends and family cruise.
But the cruise is shared with hundreds of other people, correct?
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
It's just the time that we all get together with the family from Florida and New York, and we're kind of all over.
Got you.
So
okay.
Thank you for this call. It was very informative. We appreciate it.
Man, crazy. Can you imagine being drunk and punched overboard?
Well, listen, Shawnee, obviously that part I can't imagine. I can't imagine having to get together with 100 family members stuck on a boat every 2 years. That's what I can't imagine. I'm good.
I kind of almost wouldn't mind that one. That's all right, because it's all fam. We chilling.
All right, let's take another one. Let's talk to Stephanie.
Stephanie,
are you there?
Hello? Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Did you have a travel nightmare?
I sent my son with my aunt to Colombia with American Airlines. And when they got there, our reservation was all together because four-year-olds can't fly by themselves. And they ended up separating my kid, putting him 15 seats behind her.
What?
And yes. And when we were asking to be accommodated, my aunt got there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. While the flight was a 5:50, and nobody wanted to help her. They were like, "You gotta stay until you gotta be the last one to board." At the end, they didn't let her bring her carry-on, which had all of the passports, everything there. They said that my son couldn't have his book bag that goes under the seat, and they were telling her you could take it or leave it. So she's like, "Well, would I get reimbursed?" And they were saying, "No, you're choosing to stay, so you're just gonna have to figure this out."
Wow.
So once the plane was about to take off, people were arguing with the attendant saying they were separating kids from their parents. And they were just like, "Well, when the plane takes off, you guys can kind of figure it out and switch between each other." And a lady in front of her was having a full-blown panic attack because she was scared of heights and wanted to stand up to her husband. And they were telling her, like, if you don't stop shaking and sweating and crying, you could get off this plane.
Oh, my gosh.
This does not sound fun.
No, not at all.
Wow.
That what is a nightmare.
That is a legit nightmare. Shawnee, let's go to Destiny. You see Destiny?
Yep.
Hey, hi. Destiny.
Hi. So my horror story is from when I was on another Carnival cruise. It was a couple years back, and the boat was, like, really rocky because we got caught into some rough waves. And then I was stuck in the kids' place because my mom wanted me to put me there. And I got stuck with all these kids throwing up in red bags. And we were watching a movie. And it was so, we couldn't even focus on the movie because every single kid was throwing up but me. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Destiny, how old are you now?
Destiny.
I'm 12.
You're 12. When did this happen?
This happened when I was around, I think, 8.
Oh, my God.
Well, Destiny, that is a terrible story, and thank you. And you told it perfectly. So great job, and thank you so much. That is a nightmare.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Bye, Destiny.
What a nightmare.
Yo, Laura, that reminds me of that movie. You guys remember the scene in Stand By Me when everyone starts throwing up?
Yes.
That's what it feels like. Oh, Lord.
That's
thank you,
horrible.
Destiny.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
All right, the Gurus are up next. DJ Cass, one in the mix. Either way, guys, we hope that everyone somehow has a lovely, peaceful weekend, makes it to their destination, has a good time relaxing with friends and family. No one on this show is particularly happy about the state of this country in terms of celebrating on Independence Day.
That's right.
But what we will do, for damn sure, an American tradition unlike any other,
is to release the wiggle.
Is to release the wiggle.
I mean,
and take advantage of the 3-day weekend and celebrate with your people. That's all you can do.
Oh, that's going to happen.
I might not be waving a flag this year, but I'll definitely be holding a drink. Here we go. Five for the weekend, everyone. Gurus are next. All right, guys, it's time. The last time before the holiday weekend, the Gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus, Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Where the Gurus unite to guide you, to love you, to walk with you in your darkest times.
That's right.
Shawnee Coltrane lights up that sage.
That's right. Zen.
Rosenberg. Lead us some breathing exercises. Who needs our help out there?
Cleansing the energy.
As you release your wiggle.
That's right.
On this holiday week. Guys, you ready? TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Today's email is called Mother Troubles.
Oh.
Hi, Gurus.
Hey.
I listen to your show every morning on my way to work, and it's a great start to the day. I'm writing because I'm having trouble finding a way to talk to my mother about her attitude problem. First, I thought it said her altitude problem. She has always been quick to speak her mind, but over the past couple of years, I noticed her attitude has become increasingly negative. She often has an attitude with my dad and then looks to me to back her up. I don't often agree with her, so I don't get involved. I am a grown woman in my 30s and she's an even more grown woman in her 60s. And yet the older she gets, the more juvenile I feel she behaves. I don't know how to talk to her because she's always defensive. She never seems to see when she has something she needs to work on. But we'll let you know in a second when she doesn't like something you do. I don't know if she's always been this negative or if I'm just becoming more aware as I get older. The defensiveness has always been an issue. Would appreciate any guidance you can give me on how to talk to her and to let her know what I've been noticing. I don't want her negativity to affect my kids, who she's very close to. Now, I have to tread on this lightly as my parents are in my apartment as we speak.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
But let me just say,
I understand. Okay. Particularly with the as time goes on, the some of the social conventions that we have, we let go of. Shani, it's like how we talk about Quincy Jones.
Right.
Quincy's great. But as he gets older, while some of the stories he's telling may be true, they're inappropriate sometimes and disrespectful, and he's just on some screw it, I'm old.
Right.
Screw it, I'm old is a real thing. Right. That is a thing. And it's really challenging on two levels. Number one, as you get older, you notice some of these qualities more. Number two, the qualities are getting worse because of screw it, I'm old. Right. And lastly, as we're getting older, we start to resent that we have some of the same qualities in us. So you may even have some of those same tendencies you're saying your mom does, and you hate that you have them. And on some level, when she brings it up, it actually reminds you that you blame her for it.
Right.
So it's deep. Really deep and hard, because as your parents get older, you want to treat them better and better. You want to be closer and closer. And sometimes it feels like they make it impossible to do that.
Yeah. That's real talk. That's real guru talk. I'm thinking
that was a lot of talk.
Facts. Nah. But it was facts. Yeah. It was factual.
And I'm thinking too, like, you know, a lot of times, similar to, like, let's say pain, right? When you start to feel something, sometimes there's something deeper going on. I'm thinking, like, maybe you can have a conversation with your mom and ask her if she's happy. Because if she's always like this and you're painting the picture that mom's is negative, have a sit down with her and find out, like, mom, are you happy? Like, what's going on in your life? Because a lot of times we take out and lash out on things because inside we're miserable ourselves. So it could be the older part where there's pain involved. Maybe she's got some arthritis or whatever, you know, who knows. It's also, as you stated, I care less because I'm not holding my tongue anymore. I've done that my whole life. And at this point, I'm older and I ain't doing that for nobody. So she's being extremely vocal. But a lot of times when people are not happy with themselves and happy with their situations, and she's beefing on your dad and she's looking for support, you know, there's something else going on here that she's not saying. And maybe you can have the dialogue with her and figure out a way to remedy her real pain, and she won't be lashing out and so negative on everybody around
But make
her.
Sure if you were going to bring this stuff up that Shani just said, and I think he's absolutely right, pick the time very carefully.
Yes.
Don't do it when you just got annoyed with being
yelled at. Or included in something that you don't want to be included and be like, are you happy?
No.
Shani, exactly. You can't just go, are you happy? Because you don't seem happy.
You don't seem happy.
You
with
definitely
your life,
have to allocate special time.
Right. A day out, the mall shopping, massage day.
Wait for when it seems like she's in actually a pretty good mood.
Yes.
And you sit down, you go, hey, mom, I want to talk to you. You know, I've been noticing, like, I'm so glad to see you're in a great mood today, but in general, I don't see this from you enough.
Right.
You seem like you've been a bit down. And I love you, and I'm worried about you, and, you know, it just seems like you've been really negative. Is everything okay with you?
Yeah, and sometimes it's easier to get people to release their thing.
Wiggle?
To release the wiggle, you know what I'm saying? When you release your wiggle, you know what I'm saying? So if you can share something of yours maybe that you're not so happy with, sometimes people want to relate to you by saying something that they're also going through.
Right, or they feel less embarrassed.
Check this out, fam. If you don't fix your attitude, I'm going to fix it for you.
You're not telling moms that.
You just told me that, mom. You're going to fix your attitude. I'm going to fix it for you, mom. Let's go.
Don't listen to Cass.
You're bringing everybody down. Stop acting like you know life is over. You still got life to live, mom. Cheer up.
No, that's not going to work.
That's why he's not a guru.
But like Laura said, it will make us less embarrassed if you are able to be vulnerable in that moment. Maybe she can then be vulnerable and you guys can get somewhere and kind of fix this a little bit.
Yeah, so have a special moment. A special moment only you two, and hopefully you have some moment of honesty with each other. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. I'm gonna do weakness.
Don't do what Cass
said. Want me to give you something to cry about?
Right.
Oh my God, Cass.
That's the line right there.
You want me to give you something to cry about?
Right.
Tell mom, so I'm gonna fix it for you.
Go to your room, mom.
Coming up, Flashing Lights. We'll talk about Beyonce's big announcement. Let's go.
She's releasing her wiggle.
Talk about it.
Big wiggle.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.